Hi, and welcome to Electronics Weekly's Gadget Freak podcast. Your witness to history in the making today, this is Gadget Freak's very first podcast. I'm Rob Kotevsky, thanks for joining us. Gadget Freak features cool and quirky electronic gadgets proudly brought to us by electronics engineers everywhere. If you've built a gadget that features electronics as a core component, we'd love to help you share it with the world. For more details, please visit www.electronicsweekly.com/gadgetfreak. For our maiden voyage, Gadget Freak took a trip up to chilly Glasgow. Special effects wizard Clive Mitchell took a break from the glamour of Glasgow's theatres to speak to us about his invention, an electric match controller.
3, 2, 1, fire.
Clive's gadget is designed for producing small-scale special effects, like a confetti rainstorm. An electric match is a common device for firing pyrotechnics on stage.
It also offers the opportunity to synchronise the fireworks with music. So that you can pre-program the whole fireworks show, start the music, and then the whole thing will run itself in perfect synchronization.
First, let's take a step back in time a little when Clive tells us when his fascination with all things that go bang began.
When I was young, my mother, in a bid to stop me taking things to bits in the house, gave me a bat and a light bulb to play with, and just didn't go back from there.
And who says electrical engineering is all work and no play?
Gone for the fun side of electrical work. The entertainment side, it's gone the direction of pyrotechnics, it's gone the direction of lighting, it's gone in the direction of general theatre and stage work.
Clive's electrical match controller gives the humble piece of theatre equipment a makeover. He added a few simple tweaks, like a big red firing button, a key switch for safety, and a test LED that shows when an active device is connected to the unit.
Okay, this is a standard theatrical silver star cartridge. It's going to make a flash and a bang and shower some silver sparks into the air. I've turned the unit on, the red indicator is lit, I'm ready to fire. And that's the effect.
Clive also offers a word of warning.
Pyrotechnics are safe if you do them properly, but you have to remember that they can cause serious damage. There's the risk of hearing damage through explosion, but the highest risk must be burns. And you've got to take everything into account. You've got to say what can go wrong.
In Britain, you don't actually require a licence for pyrotechnics, although the ABTT, the Association of British Theatre Technicians, does run courses, and most performance venues would require, if you're going to do stage pyro, they would require that you were ABTT approved or with some similar qualification.
When he isn't adding a touch of wonder and glamour to Scottish theatre, Clive admits to indulging into a little bit of candy caning. In his spare time, Clive has blown packets of crisps, tubes of Smarties and other bits and pieces of confectionery to smithereens. He shares one of his fondest memories of candy play.
One of the best we tried was a toffee Rolo. We poked a hole in it, stuck a detonator into one of the electric matches just to see what would happen. We didn't expect it to do what it did. It sheared exactly in half, like you're thinking chewy toffee here, and it just shattered like glass, and the two pieces just disappeared. It took us ages to find them.
Seeing is believing, as they say, so the opportunity to see Clive obliterate fine confectionery proved just too good to resist. We do regret to inform our listeners, however, that some chocolates were harmed during the making of this podcast.
Popular British confection, Ferrero Rocher. Let's see what happens when we put a small explosive charge in it and blow it up. Well, actually, maybe just leave it in its little wrapper for style. I'm pushing that deep into the chocolate, into the chocolatey fondue. 3, 2, 1. Yep, that disappeared. I'd like to confirm the Ferrero Rocher has been unwrapped and is now destroyed. It also offers the opportunity to synchronise the fireworks with music so that you can pre-program the whole fireworks show, start the music, and then the whole thing will run itself in perfect synchronisation.
For more details on Clive's electric match controller, feel free to pop into www.electronicsweekly.com/gadgetfreak. There you'll also find details about how you can submit your gadget to us quickly and easily. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Kotevsky.
Yes, well, that was good. What can we blow up next?